Hello and welcome to this week's edition of your Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. I'm your host, Dan Schrock, and you're listening to us on AM 670. And you can also tune in on the World Wide Web on KDLG.org. It's been a busy week. It's going to be a busier week upcoming. This past week, we'll discuss first. We had the Battle of the Bay basketball tournament here. We had six teams on the boys' side, six teams on the girls' side. We started competition at 12:30 Thursday, 12:30 Friday, and 12:30 Saturday, and it was a whirlwind weekend. In addition to that, we also had our middle school basketball up at Lake Elecnagig, including both on the boys' and girls' side, and the A squads on both the boys' and girls' side were also in Bristol Bay, and they traveled over there Thursday on the backhaul with Bristol Bay. And they competed well over in the Bristol Bay region. So let's start off with the results first on Thursday at the Battle of the Bay tournament here. First game was at 12:30. Saw Bristol Bay go up over Manicotic 60-28. Followed by the boys game at 2 o'clock. Bristol Bay again versus KLA. That was a real close game right to the very end, but Bristol Bay pulled it out at the end by 8 points, 58-50. Followed by the girls at 3:30 was Bethel JV over New Stuyahawk, 54-24. Followed by the 5 o'clock game of the Dillingham JV against New Stuyahawk. And the boys on the boys' side there and our JV squad fell to New Stu, 33-71. The 6:30 game on Thursday was our Dillingham girls varsity. We scored 66 against Antioch's 47, followed by the boys final that evening. A real tight game, and I mean a real tight, enjoyable game here in the Wolverine Den. Dillingham 62, Togiak 59. Real quickly, I would like to speak on just the heart of the Togiak community that was represented so well and admirably by the boys there that came over from Togiak. As you all know, they recently endured a loss in their community. Three members passed, and these young men played their very hearts out, and it was probably one of the most enjoyable games of the tournament. And I just really want to mention just how much impressed I was by these young men and their coach Aaron, who I've interviewed previously on the show when they were over at the Sockeye. And these are great young people. You have so much to be proud of, and we're very, very happy to have them over here at the Battle of the Bay tournament. So well done, Togiak. You guys played your hearts out, and we certainly did appreciate that. Thank you for coming. Moving on to Saturday, Friday's events. First game at 12:30. We actually, hold on just a second here. Friday. We had KLA went down to Dillingham on the boys' side, 48-55, another hard-fought game. New Stu and Bristol Bay, they gave them a very good run for their money. I mean, Bristol Bay is a good team. They actually won the title here, and the Bristol Bay boys won 43-35. On the girls' side of the action on Friday, saw Bristol Bay go up over Antioch. And Antioch was, boy, they could shoot the lights out. They were very, very much a 1A team, very typical of a 1A team, a fast running gun offense. And they played it tough versus the number two team in the state, the Bristol Bay Lady Angels. And they lost 65-47 to Bristol Bay on Friday. Saturday games, we had... Actually, I have to mention the Dillingham JV and KLA game. Dillingham JV lost to KLA 49-64. And on the other side of things, on the girls' side, New Stu lost to KMO 34-66 on the girls' side. KMO's pretty talented. That number 24 for KMO, forgive me, I don't know her name, but she's a shooter, and she's very accurate, leads her team very, very well. So moving on to Saturday's action, we actually started off with Hold on just a second while I find it. 3:30 at we started. I'm sorry, 12:30. Antioch went over New Stew on the girls' side, 72-34. Followed by the loser out game of KMO and Bethel JV. And KMO, again, led by that number 24, tremendous athlete, ended up 43-35 over a much bigger school at the Bethel and their JV squad. Next up, we had the Dillingham JV 49 over versus KLA 64. And New Studio Hawk, 47 versus Togiax, 67. And that was the dandy of a game, too. New Stew and Togiax was probably, before Togiax ran off there with a heck of a run, you know, that was a run-and-gun game. Casey Knupiak played a real good game for New Stew. And Togiax just, they had too much firepower for the New Stew Hawk Eagles. Championship games featured Dillingham on the boys' side as well as the girls, as well as Bristol Bay on the boys' and girls' side. So we'll start with the Bristol Bay girls. Actually had ended up scoring 51 to Dillingham's 33. It was close until the fourth quarter, and they really were running and doing well in the transition game. We couldn't find the answer in the fourth quarter, and they did very well against us, winning the championship here, the 2016 Battle of the Bay Championship on the girls' side. Their highest score on that side of the ball, they had Anna Hansen had 15, Riley Lyon had 14, followed by the next highest score with Ruth Nanushpuk actually ended up with 9, a captain. Ruth, she's a very bright light for the Lady Angels, a lot of personality and a lot of heart, and congratulations to the Bristol Bay Lady Angels. We're going to follow that up with the events of the Boys Championship game, which again featured the Dillingham Wolverines versus the Bristol Bay Angels. Tough game. We ended up losing by 7. I talked to Coach Dion Lopez previously before coming into the studio, and he said, Coach, what's your takeaway from this contest? And he said, you know, we didn't play him at Sockeye, so we didn't have an opportunity to see him there, but we did see him the first of the year, and it was a much closer game, much more improved performance versus the Bristol Bay Angels in this recent contest than it was during that first time around. So, again, congratulations to Bristol Bay. We'll go over some of the high scores for the Bristol Bay Angels. Number 24, Peter Geff, ended up with 16, was her highest scorer, followed by Austin King. Captain Austin King ended up with 14 points. On the Dillingham side of the ball, the high scorer for the evening was number 10, Cameron Bartman, captain, senior, followed by John Bowker, who was also co-captain, and pulled in 6 points. And so it's funny that I just want to mention real quickly regarding Cameron. As a senior leader, he had a good game, and he kind of held his team in there for a time. And when he was coming down the court, I caught his eye, and I said, you know, Cameron, I said, leadership, and he provided that for his team, so he should be commended for that. I wanted to mention that quickly. At this point in time, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to your Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. Again, I'm your host, Dan Schrock. You can listen live on AM 670 KDLG or at KDLG.org on the World Wide Web. And looking ahead to the next week's activities that we have going on, I will mention briefly that KMO has invited us, Manicotic rather, has invited us to their middle school tournament, which will be going on this weekend. Thank you, Manicotic, for extending an invitation our way and for affording our youngsters the opportunity to travel and to go over to your community for this basketball tournament. We're going to be sending the first flight out at 10:15 on Friday, followed by the second flight at 11 o'clock. We're going to take one squad from the boys' team, one squad from the girls' team, and then the pickup for that event will be Sunday, the 13th, 9:30, they're going to be flying out of Manicotic, so short flight over here, followed by the second flight later in the day. We also have the inaugural Penn Air Invitational basketball tournament that will be home, featuring Chivac and Metlakatla this upcoming weekend. We look forward to hosting those good people from Southeast Alaska and from north of us here. It's safe to say that we don't get an opportunity to see these teams very often unless it's at the state tournament. So it'll be a good measuring stick for our squads as we go up against competition that is new to us and test us in ways in which we haven't been tested previously this year. So I really want to thank all of you who have been such a big part of the season for these young ladies and young men of the Lady Wolverines and Wolverines so far, and encourage you to continue your support for these young people. They're working hard in the classroom every day. They're working hard on the practice court, doing the best that they can, and it's so nice to see our stands full with appreciative fans come game day. And so thank you one and all for that. This has been your Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. We'll catch up with you next week. Thank you. Another one bites the dust.